Right, Kev, your time for your 1 to 11. Let's start in goal.
OK.
Pen lid on.
In goal is the man. For me, Dave Seaman. Fantastic goal stopper, fantastic character, unbelievable, good organiser, and probably the deepest voice around.
<You know? laughs> How did you, when you played against him, what was it like playing against him? You know,
he's a big presence. Yeah. He's a big presence. He fills up the goal. Him and Schmeichel really fill up the goal. Mm. So you had to be on your, you know, your P's and Q's really. He just was so calm. Mm. Mm. And, you know, we played against QPR quite a few times, obviously London derbies, and he just seemed to... He seemed to be, you know, a big character for QPR, really. So when we found out that George Graham was going to sign him, I think we were all happy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a top man. Brilliant.
He's a top, he was a top guy.
Let's do your fullbacks together.
Yeah, I think this isn't going to surprise many people, but I think Dixon and Winterburn... Speak for themselves, really. You know, the attacking intent. They came into a club like Arsenal. Really, Nigel got signed from Wimbledon. Lee came from Stoke and became England internationals and really made the spot their own. Yeah. You know, attacking-wise, defensively, they were fantastic for us. And chipped in with a good few goals as well. So, you know, it was a good mainstay at fullback for that famous...
Surprised that neither of them got... more England caps than they did get.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about time, isn't it? Pierce was playing at left back, and I don't think Gary was about then. It might have been Gary Stevens.
Paul Parker played. Gary Stevens played as well. So you know,
it's all about timing, isn't it?
It is timing, really. If you look at it, you could have said to yourself, the Arsenal back five could have played for England,
and Baldy hardly ever played. Yeah,
Baldy hardly ever got a gig, so it was very difficult, you know.
Centre-backs, they may complete a set here.
Well, just may.
I don't want to give it away.
Definitely, I'm going to go Adams and Bold. Unsung hero, I think Steve Bold was. Yeah. Still at the club. Tough as anything. Another player came in from Stoke. Mm. We really didn't really know much about him.
Nah,
you know, he came in and... made that spot beside Tony's own. David O'Leary came in from time to time. Martin Keown left. Mm. And Tony Adams found a fantastic partner.
How much of Arsene Wenger's success is inheriting that?
I think what... his flair was backed up by a solid base. You know, they say you don't build a house on poor foundations, and this was the strongest foundation you could get. It was the top back five in the country, you know. Breaking records for conceding goals, and that's the house that Arsenal were built on for years. And Arsene Wenger hasn't been able to replace it. He's could put Yasol Campbell in there at times, and Ashley Cole came through, but Arsenal haven't really won a title without a British centre half. So, you know, that's never been addressed, I believe. And this is all George Graham's doing.
What formation are you going to play?
I'm going to play 4-4-2.
Okay. Let's go right mid.
Right mid. I'm going to go for the super Swede, Anders Limpar.
Yeah.
He was one of my favourites. Well, we couldn't believe it when he came and his feet were that quick.
Oh, that was scary, wasn't it? And he was only about size 4.
Yeah, he was a size 4. And I remember Tony Adams and Steve Bold saying, we're gonna get stuck into this guy at training one time. And they couldn't get near him. Yeah. His feet were that quick. He just went by him. Mm. He couldn't see him. He was a special player.
Oh,
he could pick a pass.
George said he had quick feet, like George Graham said he had quick feet like Georgie Best.
Really?
Yeah, he said his feet that were good. Like, he said, yeah, he wasn't as good as George Best, steady on, but his feet were, like, he was unbelievable.
He was
great lad,
definitely
as well.
Good.
Great lad.
He's on the left.
Wide left. Well, this was wasn't even a debate for me.
Oh, well done, mate.
Mercer's made it. Yeah, Mercer's made it. Obviously, a product. Mercer came through the ranks at Arsenal, didn't he? But his ability was... incredible craft. He could score a goal, could pick a pass. You just made the run and the ball was there. You know, so for any striker or anybody up front, you know, you knew you were in for a chance as soon as Merce got the ball.
And was he a real great example of how to be off the pitch and in training?
Of course he was.
Merce
trained hard.
Training.
Merce trained
hard. No, it was a hard.
Under George Graham, you had to train hard.
Yeah.
Really.
And to be fair, the squad was built on hard work and training. Mm. You know, Merce played hard, like we all did, because it was a camaraderie thing. But you know, everybody turned up and put their shift in, because that was what we done.
Mm. And you allow Merce and Anders to swap during the game too.
Of course, of course. Merce could roam if he so wishes.
You got a free roll. Okay, let's go centre mids. Pick one of them at a time.
Centre mid is probably one of my favourite ever all time Arsenal players. Oh. You know, lucky enough to have played with him. You know, he's no longer with us, and he was a special guy, absolutely special guy. Before actually a player, he was a special man. And when he first got into the team, he got in at centre mid, and he was a revelation. But because we had that many good players, you know, Paul Davies, Michael Thomas coming through, we could afford to move Dave Rocastle around. And you know, George Graham, I think George Graham loved him. But he always used to restrict him in training because he didn't like him dribbling too much.
Yeah, and he could dribble, couldn't he?
He could dribble like Brazilian, you know. Yeah. So I think Rocky in the centre of the pitch would have been fantastic for this team.
Top bloke, top.
Next to him?
Next to him is absolute legend and nut pot, Gazza. tremendous player. He's hurt us more than enough times playing against us. For Tottenham, but having played with him even at Everton, you know, was a back end of his career. The things he could do, he was a special player, real special player, and he's probably one of the only players who could really enhance this team.
Would you say he was the best player you've ever played with, Kev?
I would.
Yeah.
I would say that. I remember seeing him for England under 21s. I was doing the duties at Highbury, and they played France. And he was head and shoulders above anybody else. And, you know, France, that France game, I think he scored two that day. It just tremendous. Obviously, then the World Cup, was it 1990?
Mm. Yeah.
He never touched him for that booking, did he?
Well, you know, but that was Gazza, wasn't it? You know, he proved to himself that he was on the world stage then, and he was one of the best players in the world. Actually, he came over to my house and he was playing with me oldest boy when he was young, and he loved it that much. He gave my son one of his tops.
Yeah.
And my son still doesn't recognise what he's got in his wardrobe. So there you go.
Brilliant lad.
Okay,
brilliant.
Who's up top?
Up top, he wouldn't be a team without Mr. Wright.
What a player, what a man.
Oh, what a player. Oh, unbelievable goal scorer. Unbelievable.
Not the best five-a-side player either.
No.
But
why not?
Determined.
Why not?
Well, he just liked to score goals, didn't he? That was it. He just wanted to score.
But he would celebrate a goal, wouldn't he, on training pitch, like it was the FA Cup final.
Like it was the FA Cup final, he'd do all the rolls, he'd do Bogle, he'd do everything, he'd do whatever it took. Just so hell-bent on scoring goals and being a threat. Mm. And, you know, he had a tough streak about him as well. Came up the hard way, didn't come through the regular path, which, you know, we're seeing with Vardy now. Mm. But goal scorer supreme, he was the best finisher I've ever played with.
And how much did you learn from him?
To be fair, when I put the next guy in, I learned of both of them. But Wright was always good to speak to. And, you know, there was times where I was getting moved around at times. But Wright, he always used to get me after training and work on finishing. Because I wasn't a natural finisher. I could finish, but I wasn't a natural finisher. He was a natural finisher. Yeah.
And like a dream to play up front with, I guess. Oh. Because one flick on, he scored and you look brilliant.
Well, the thing is, with Wrighty, all he needed was really one chance.
Yeah.
You know, he very rarely missed. So when you got someone like that in your team, it gave us an even better cutting edge.
Yeah.
So I had to go with Wrighty there.
Next to him.
And beside him is Alan Smith. Alan Smith came to Arsenal. I was a youngster. You know, 16 years old, 17 years old, and he came. And I was just learning my trade and, you know, watching Alan Smith play. He taught me so much just by watching him. And then as I moved up the ranks, how to hold the play up, you know, how to be a target man, how to do all the dirty stuff that people don't really see he could do. And he used to finish top goal scorer as well, so he got his fair share of goals.
He won a Golden Boot twice. I mean, he was very good. Yeah. See, people forget, didn't they?
Big time.
Understated.
He was
well
up there with Mark Hughes with holding the ball. You know, he wasn't like as big as Mark Hughes, and as but he, you know, he was the next to Mark Hughes, the next one to hold the ball up like him. I mean, brilliant player, really good. Another unsung hero.
Unsung hero, superb out ball.
Yeah.
For the lads at the back, you know, you could hit him anywhere and it'll be killed straight away, killed dead.
Brilliant.
Kevin Campbell's 1-11.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Thank you. Brilliant. So good. Brilliant.